This feels like I've just found treasure. I was rummaging around, desperately trying to find my old iPhone 5S. That sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? A model released in 2013. My previous model of the iPhone. One of my favourite apps, one of the apps I use every day, is called Audio Boo, now called Audio Boom. I don't mind about the name change, whatever. I do mind about the new app because it doesn't work for people like myself. And there are many people like myself who like to record and share audio and stories, sentiment and moments via a simple app. And in my opinion, there was nothing ever better than Audio Boo. I have told thousands, literally thousands of people this face to face in the forms of conferences and workshops. And basically, because you could open an app, click record, share your thoughts, update to a social network, and it had audio, photos, geographic data, and some extra text metadata should you want to do that. They've destroyed a few of the features, but like the rotating interface and the ability to have a countdown so that you can kind of preempt the person you're talking to. But that's nothing compared to the fact that it basically just doesn't work on the iPhone 6 in particular, but also the new iOS, the new Audio Boom app, doesn't work if you want to attach a photo. For me, for sure, it just crashes every time. Even if I try not to add a photo, it just crashes every time. There is a fix coming out, but from what I hear from those that have kind of stuck it out and tried to listen to the community that they've nurtured over the past 5 or 6 years, maybe longer, longer than that, they can't. They keep seeing Sky Sports. Who wants to see Sky Sports other than fans of Sky Sports? I just does my head in. Not only that, there's all kinds of other crap being forced into your face. Oh, I've got to answer the door. Pausing this. I'm back. And I hope I haven't lost all of my passion and thought along these lines. Where was I? So, with the in many ways, when it's a part of your workflow, devastating destruction of the kind of the way that Audio Boo works, both in the enjoying and consuming, as well as the sharing and connecting through audio. I've been desperately trying to find another solution, and SoundCloud does seem to be there and around for a while. It has great relationships with third-party apps, enabling you to send stuff in. And when I opened Rode Record, which used to be Fire Field Recorder, one of the best recorders on the market, I had it on my phone for a while, only use it normally for recording offline, and then opened it up recently, and it has the rotating interface, which I can't imagine came from anywhere other than borrowing that from Audio Boo. And which is fantastic. And also in the settings, which is something I've asked Audio Boo on numerous occasions, if you must remove the countdown timer, please just put it in the settings as a switch on or off. And I've got that in Rode Record. And the great thing is Rode Record seamlessly posts to SoundCloud. And what does it send when it does that? It sends the photo. It sends the audio. It sends geographic data should you want to. And you can then share this onwards. You could set up an if this then that so it shares to Twitter automatically. I actually like to have auto sharing off now because some people may be sensitive to be thrown into a populated Twitter network. So my current workflow is using the paid for app Rode Record into the paid for platform, but you get a certain amount of free time SoundCloud. It's depressing though. I really want to use Audio Boo or Audio Boom. I don't want to move away from the 1,700 recordings I have in my feed there. There is providence there. There is history there. that my emotional narrative sits there when it comes to audio. I cannot begin to tell you without getting too emotional to tell you about some of the recordings that actually exist within my Audioboo feed. They are the custodians of that right now. And yes, I might have a backup. It's not the same when you've got an MP3 void of the relevant metadata and context. There's the embeds sitting on the numerous different platforms and news sites around the world. Audioboom are looking after that for me. And I really feel like trust has been dissolved here. I really don't feel comfortable with that. If I could, with the click of a button, migrate my entire history onto another platform, I would do that now. But from what I have seen through getting amazing coders like Terence Eden to have a look, is Audioboo make that very, very difficult. I'm half a mind to throw a challenge out to there and say, who can set up a migration tool in keeping metadata intact so stuff can be reposted at the correct time it was originally posted from Audioboo to somewhere, anywhere else? Maybe we could get a pool of money together and pay a coder to do that. Maybe we can kickstart that kind of tool. I can't help but think Audioboom may make this difficult, though. And why aren't I talking to them about this? It's very hard. There is one person I'm having meaningful interactions with online, and they don't have the power or the technical knowledge to look into this more deeply. And I think the company at the moment has its hands full just trying to firefight the debacle that it's released. So this is a very bothered but always hopeful individual, one of the many people, and there are so many. You only have to search Audioboom on Twitter or search the hashtag audiofail to see people talking about this. I hope they're using that hashtag. They have started to use it on some platforms. I will certainly tag it on here. Good luck, whatever you do when you choose to share. But ultimately, again, these platforms are in it for the money. And they have a culture, unfortunately, where money and the pursuit of that as a business model, which is totally normal, is way more important than the community that are assisting them in that goal. How do we change this? How do we make them like money and enjoy money, but love the community? I don't know.